Happy Friday to you, and I hope you've had a good week, and I also hope you have a great weekend ahead and have some nice plans for yourself or with family and friends. Today we are moving on to our next teaching in this month's topic on connecting the mind, body and soul. And I thought it was very important that in making the connection between these three aspects of ourselves, we look at also the art of gratitude. Now I know we touched on gratitude last month in our topic, but this is a little bit different. So when we want to connect these three elements together, we have to acknowledge them, which is what I've been trying to teach over this past number of weeks, about really looking at the body first and foremost. Obviously, we looked at our soul a lot in the first week as well, and also around our mind. And a lot of times we're trying to not, I talk about coming out of the mind and into your heart, let's say. That's just more around your thought processes, so you can lead your life from a place that feels like aligned to you. But our mind and our brain is obviously one of the biggest and best things that we have, because it is what gets us up every day and keeps us going. But so does our body, and actually so does our soul. And when we acknowledge these parts of ourselves, our body responds and thanks us. When we say, oh, let me give my head, you know, a headspace break, let me give my body the physical nurturing it needs, let me connect to my soul and listen to what it wants for me, it's like those three elements stand up and they think, God, I'm so grateful for what she's done here. Like, she's giving time to me, which is actually yourself. So what I want you to do today is to thank in three separate parts your body, thank your mind, and thank your soul. But I want you to thank them for something specific. So for the body, it could be, you know, thank you so much for carrying me all of these years, for getting me through maybe a difficult health situation or physical situation you had. The same with the mind. Thank you for keeping me alert and active every single day, keeping me with the ability to work and focus and have clarity, and also to store like wonderful memories, to give me choice around what I desire in my life and how I can go about that and the wherewithal to do that. And, you know, thanking your soul for, thank you for always being with me, despite maybe the fact we don't always connect in with it, that it's always there guiding and leading you. And I really don't want you to do it as in, okay, thanks, that's great, and move on. Like, I really want you to think about this and to, you know, you could put your hands on your stomach when you're thanking your body, or someplace in your body, you could put your hands on your head, you know, the side, the temples of the mind, the head as well. And in the soul, you could just like literally put your hands upward, palms upward to the universe, and connect that higher aspect of yourself. It's like you're all in an encompassed bubble, let's say. So when you're doing that, really feel into it. Even close your eyes, do some breathing exercises as well. I think this is important because not only are you just giving yourself space there to connect the three together, but you're giving the gratitude that your mind, body and soul really does need and will respond to. And the more you do that, the you know, you will start to see changes in your life and in yourself, even how you feel energetically, when you go towards, you know, acknowledging yourself, and yourself is all these aspects. So I hope that makes sense, something you could do over the weekend, and I look forward to connecting with you next week as we move into our final week of this month's topic. The month has just flown, hasn't it? So I'm really looking forward to a few things I've got planned for us for next week. So like I always say, if you have any questions or you wanted to share any feedback you have, a few of you this week actually, which is really interesting, have shared feedback on the teachings and how it's related to you in your life, or how it's made you be aware of things. So it's wonderful to hear that. That's obviously why I do what I do, so thank you for sharing that with me. And I think sometimes people feel a bit odd sharing things, or say, oh God, like I don't know if you're interested to hear this. I'm always interested to hear it because I'm doing this for all of you, so it is lovely to hear if it has an impact or it actually helps you make some sort of change or have a realization. And the other thing just to say, the WhatsApp group is still there, so if you want to be involved in that, please let me know and I can add you to that. And otherwise, have a great weekend and chat next week.